I saw the candidacy of RFK Jr. Number one, he's not an intellectual midget like most of these clowns are. He's not I'm running for president because of global warming or climate change or something, whatever stupid reason that someone like Jill Stein might give. Of course, Jill Stein cost Hillary Michigan in 2016. That RFK Jr. was a more well-rounded candidate. You know, this guy has been, he was a very successful environmental tort lawyer, suing people that he and his clients would say were doing evil, bad things to and with the environment. And, you know, he made his millions by suing these people. He was really good at it. But he's not one of these guys that's not well-rounded. You know, he started the Children's Defense Children's Defense Fund, right? Or is it Children's Defense Network? I mean, it was CDN, Children's Defense Network. He started the Children's Defense Network, and this was all about, he was very heavy into the research and into trying to figure out, well, why do we have all of these boys primarily? Why are these boys testing so high on this thing called the autism spectrum? And why did he just start, it seems, like in the 1980s? Why weren't we seeing this in the 70s? We're in the 60s or in the 50s. Well, one of the things that you might point to that was happening, wasn't happening in the 50s and 60s, and it started to happen. Children's Health Defense is his group. It started to occur with regularity, and then it got mandated in most states, was what's called today the vaccination schedule. And this is an amazing thing. My choice, my body, unless we're talking about a nine-year-old that's going to go into one of the government jobs or going into a government school where we have to protect the rest of the children. And wait a minute, what happened to my choice, my body, my choice? What about the parents that go like, that body belongs to me. I am the supervision. I'm the custodian. I'm the legal guardian. My body of my kid, my choice. No vaccine. Well, no, that's not how our game is played. It's only my body, my choice when we want to kill things. And yes, we want to kill some of your children too. So, no, it's not your, the kid, not your body, your choice. But then they went over and above during the Corona Doom, and they went, well, you're in the military? No, it's not your body, your choice. You have to take the experimental death jab from Pfizer or Moderna. We must stop the spread. We must flatten the curve. We must have a cure. This cures COVID, and it never did. But in any event, to the point and to the case about RFK Jr., This is a well-rounded, seemed to me primarily well-intentioned, even though I didn't agree with him, and neither did most of you, back in 2015 or so, when he might have first mentioned that he might have thought about challenging Hillary, and one of the issues was she wasn't tough enough on climate change. He was a climate change extremist. Fast forward, though, to the COVID hoax, and he's not buying any of this. He's going like, I've studied too much epidemiology in my court cases. In any event, when he announced that he was going to run, and that he was going to run as a Democrat, and he gave the reasons why, what did I tell you on that day? I said, I think that he's a patriot. I don't agree with him on most things, or there are things that we do really agree with him. And now, of course, we really agree with him on regenerative farming and big ag and big pharma and insert big here, that he is ostensibly, anyways, he says he's opposed him. I'll take him at his word. I don't know that he can shut him down or can change him, but it's nice to know that somebody's out there that's willing to try. But in any event, what did I tell you at the time when he announced, and then shortly thereafter, the Democrats started messing with him? I'm like, I don't think they understand that they're playing with fire here. He's a Kennedy. Do you know that the kind of popularity the Kennedy name has in New England? in a state like Massachusetts or in Connecticut, or I'll stick with New England. If he were to run as an independent with the name Kennedy, and he was a formidable candidate, he doesn't need to peel just low double digits, 10, 12% off. And that his appeal is going to primarily come from Biden. You don't have to be a mathematician to be able to see that a state like New York or Massachusetts, if he's strong enough of a candidate, could actually go, I said this last week, 2 weeks ago, could actually go to Trump. Just by default, all Trump's going to do is get his usual 38, 40% in a blue state. And if RFK Jr. and Biden are duking it out for the other 60% or whatever the, probably more than that, Trump wins the state. Trump could win California using that formula. So the Biden regime and the Democrat National Circus better start paying it. Now, and look, I hope they don't pay attention.
I was about to say, why
are
you telling
me? I'm not trying to be their buddy. Digital media file number 5. This one is, this is going to get their attention. And we'll put RFK Jr. on their radar screen. And again, I've been saying, I fear for this guy's health.
When people talk about the threat to democracy that Trump poses, do you really think that that is an equal to Biden?
Listen, I can make the argument that President Biden is a much worse threat to democracy. And the reason for that is President Biden is the first candidate in history, the first president in history that has used the federal agencies to censor political speech, so to censor his opponent. I can say that because I just won a case in the Federal Court of Appeals and now before the Supreme Court. It shows that he started censoring not just me. 37 hours after he took the oath of office, he was censoring me. No president in the country has ever done that. The greatest threat in democracy is not somebody who questions election returns, but a president of the United States who used the power of his office to force the social media companies, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, to open a portal and give the access to that portal to the FBI, to the CIA, to the IRS, to CISA, to NIH, to censor his political critics. President Biden, for the first president in history to use the secret, his power over the Secret Service, to deny Secret Service protection to one of his political opponents for political reasons. He's weaponizing the federal agencies. Those are really critical threats
to
democracy.
Donald Trump, of course, tried to overturn a free and fair election. He tried to overturn one, right? He's still fighting in court.
Yes.
How is that?
That's not what he tried to do.
Democracy.
Well, I think that is a threat to democracy.
Now, note that she had to go back to the CNN company, Marina Abramovic's Spirit Cooking Party line. He tried to overthrow a free and fairly. First of all, it wasn't free. Second of all, it wasn't fair. You know, the whole thing hinges on this free and fair nonsense. It wasn't free and it wasn't fair. As a matter of fact, in places like Georgia, you couldn't even call it an election. By the way, that reminds me. I got to get to the story from Fulton County. I'll get to it in a minute. Just wanted to drop that in. Not free, not fair.
Democracy, if trying to overthrow the election clearly is a threat to democracy. But the question was, who is a worse threat to democracy? And what I would say is, I'm not going to answer that question, but I can argue that President Biden is, because the First Amendment, Aaron, is the most important. Adams and Hamilton and Madison said, we put the guarantee of freedom of expression in the First Amendment because all of our other constitutional rights depend on it. If you have a government that can silence its opponent, it has license for any atrocity.
So just to be clear, you're saying you could make an argument that President Biden is a worse threat to democracy than
absolutely.
Donald Trump. That's what you just said.
But who else has ever tried to...
That's what he said, you idiot!
What president in history has ever tried to censor political opponents? What president has weaponized the federal agency?
What president has weaponized a federal agency? This is the Crusade Radio Network. Good question. Did you catch the part about, and this is true, why did Madison, Hamilton, Jefferson, Adams, whoever, why did they say that, why is it the First Amendment? Why isn't it the Sixth? Why isn't it the Ninth? Why is it even in there? You know, Patrick Henry argued that, or James Madison argued that, look, this Constitution is one of enumerated powers. There is no power that's enumerated here for any branch to start running around censoring speech here. What are you guys worried about? And of course, Patrick Henry's like, I can see in the old document here, Mr. Madison, and I can see the dangers that it foretells of what things could happen under it. And so many people don't know this, but there probably wouldn't have been a Bill of Rights had it not been for Henry, had it not been for Henry and George Mason and those that were in the assembly then in the Old Dominion, the state of Virginia. Anyway, I don't want to get into a history lesson, but RFK Jr. is right about this. Being Henry was basically making that argument that if you have a powerful central government and it decides that it doesn't ever want to surrender power, I don't care when you have elections scheduled, and if you don't have a prohibition against it, it can just go and arrest its enemies, its challengers. It can shut them down. It can silence them. It can throw them in jail. This is why some of the clauses, you look at some of the clauses in the Bill of Rights, you go like, what was going on at the time? Well, it wasn't so much what was going on at the time as was what they were afraid of might happen. That's why things are in the Fifth Amendment. That's why things are in the Eighth Amendment. But in any event, he's right about this. Now, he wasn't given any ground.